making the ground and other things dryer. After removing the najis substance of something that has become najis and placing it in qur or running water in a way that water reaches all parts of the object, it will become tahir. An object that has become najis due to urine will become tahir after the urine is removed and it is washed twice when using qalil water. When a najis object becomes oily in a way that prevents water from reaching the object, it is necessary to remove the oily substance first before attempting to make it tahir. But if meat or the like becomes najis, it is made tahir the same way other solid objects are made tahir. Placing wheat, rice, soap, and similar objects which have become najis in a running or qur water makes them tahir. If the water poured on najis sand or a ground covered with najis sand or small stones seeps into the ground, the sand and the small stones become tahir. To make hard ground that prevents water from entering it tahir, using qalil water, enough water needs to be poured that it runs on the ground. But that water that collects in the form of a puddle is still najis. Every place in which the water has run over becomes tahir. But for making the whole ground completely tahir, the qalil water, which has become najis, needs to run into a hole. When running or qur water covers all the najis areas, the ground becomes tahir. The water remained is also tahir, provided that its color, smell, or taste has not changed. Here, the najis substance also needs to completely be removed before washing, or else the ground will not become tahir.